So, welcome everybody. We are not so many people here, but I hope for active discussion because it's called roundtable. We are one round room and we want to discuss everything. I just want to give a very short historic overview about deviant science. You see, we had a mailing list in the beginning and it evolved to something where people are really discussing and working in 2007. And don't care about the names, I'm way too active in this list. These are the list people who are really working. Stefan and Sylvester is here. And there are other people who are working on deviant science on more or less packages. Here's a list of the people discussing packaging issues. So we have some active crew since 2008 here, and I really hope that these bars stay here solid for every, so we will not lose people and increase a little bit. Then there is another group called Packaging SkyComp, which was by chance more or less not really competing, but in parallel. But we try to make it connect to deviant science, and you see we are working on this. People are now working deviant science, so to avoid confusion. The x-axis is wrong. Definitely wrong. It should be, I don't know why. This is 2011, but the other years, I'm sorry. Take this as the x-axis. I don't know why it's wrong. This is a scientist. He has detected the fault. So this is where these people discussing, so we try to avoid confusion inside deviant scientists should be connected in the deviant science team. So these are the uploaders. So what is really uploaded by deviant science team? You see we have some increase, and in my opinion this is quite a good sign that deviant is featuring a lot of scientific packages, and we want to make sure that every scientist is well equipped with running deviant. And here in comparison the deviant SciComp team uploads, which is a little bit decreasing, and we think we join soon. So there is some interaction between PKK SkyComp, but I think it's nearly finished and it's a kind of friendly takeover, whatever. So we want to do in deviant science, what do we want to continue, or want me to?
Oh, I can chat about this one.
Yeah, okay.
So what we would like to do now is to highlight that Debian has a lot of scientific packages. So it is something that we haven't been very good at. I have many people who are coming to see me on a daily basis and asking me, so what do you think about scientific Linux? And so they've got a very good visibility over the internet and the Linux world, because everybody thinks that scientific Linux is shipping a lot of scientific packages, which is not the case. Basically, CentOS plus MPI and a few others. While in Debian, we have plenty of scientific packages. So one thing that I would like to work during the next few months before the next DevConf is basically do some advertising to show that we have plenty of scientific packages, that we have plenty of application and so on. So this is one of the things I would like to discuss today, how we can make this happen and so on. So maybe create a website and highlight that, more stronger use of Debian blends and so on. So it is. And in this field also, we would like to talk about two things. Basically, make sure that the Debian blend list of scientific packages is up to date, because for now it's not the case. So you can find many scientific packages in the archive which are not referenced on blend. And the other way around is to use blend as a list of what we should package next. Because we have been packaging a lot of software, and we would like, I'm sure there are plenty to package, so which one we should have in the archive, which are really necessary on a daily basis for scientists.
Now we have, I take this one. We have prepared a list from last year's Debian Science workshop with open topics. I just
I was not I did not join this workshop because I was in, not in New York, but I created this wiki page, which is listing basically 5 topics. And my suggestion would be we keep on talking these open topics, and if you have no better suggestion, we start with the first one, which is about the BibTeX files. There are 3 options discussed, or there were 3 options discussed. We want to keep the references for certain scientific programs, and these references are currently spread over, in part, the copyright file, what I think is wrong, because it's not copyright information. Then we have some BIP files in Debian BIP, which are strictly BibTeX files, which has some advantage because you can cite them quite easily. And we have the Debian upstream metadata YAML approach, which was started by Charles Plessy. And the idea is to collect every metadata of a package in one file, have it in a common format, and have the upstream or the reference information inside this format. And you could easily draw a script on it to put it into a BibTeX file or something else. So I think this is the first topic we can discuss. What is your opinion of you? Where should we put those references?
It was just to ask. I may have missed the point, but what's the problem, or what do we want to do with BibTeX files?
Okay, the problem is you have some scientific software which is written by scientists, and he has published a paper based on this software. And it should be documented to get it quoted, and it would even make the author of this software more happy about Debian because he gets some extra reward.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. But we should agree on a common format to make it usable. So, any opinions?
So, I guess I don't really have strong opinions about what. First of all, I think the initiative's a good idea. I think probably nobody really thinks it's a stupid initiative, but I don't also. As far as the format, it seems like, at least for me, BibTeX is the sort of least common denominator format, and if we want to use something else, then there have to be some advantages to that. So I don't know, somebody here has talked with Charles or has followed this and can relate?
So the advantage of the upstream metadata YAML is, in my opinion, the first one, it is propagated to UDD, so we have every meta information in the universal metadata, universal Debian database, and I am using this data out of UDD to build the task pages, and so we can propagate this reference information very, very easily to the task pages. So it is a good idea to have it there. It is not so good if you want to do some citations, right, if you put it into BibTeX input, and there would be some script needed to just convert it.
I don't know either of the formats, but you're emphasizing the upstream metadata as it can do something else. It sounds to me like isn't it a simple question of making a filter for the BIP data, or is it a complex format to extract from?
Because
I understand that YAML is the very generic one, like similar to JSON, but older than that and stuff. But the BIP format, which is specific to these references that we need. Oh.
Sorry, maybe you want to interject?
So it's not a great format, but it's certainly parsable. We have several parsers in the archive, and It is popular among scientists and scholars of and students of various kinds, yes. So it's a natural, I would say it has the advantage that it's human authorable, whereas in my opinion, YAML is not really human authorable for most humans.
It is about exact this topic, then I keep on answering this one, because we use the text in BibTeX format as a field names in YAML. So it's a one-to-one relation. So this is not more complex.
I'm actually wondering what exact kind of information you want to put in there. For example, if there's an R implementation using a specific algorithm, having a paper listed there which explains the algorithm, or is it some paper actually, for example, using the software?
Well, currently we use it for a published paper, how the algorithm works, but I think there is no restriction. If there is a publication which is somehow connected to the software, it makes sense to put it there.
So if I understand it correctly, it's usually information which is somewhere in the documentation, just not centralized and maybe not in the correct or in one format. Because if somebody actually publishes a paper, I guess it is somewhere in the README or any other documentation.
No, it's about some remote document, some remote paper which is not necessarily inside the package. It is just published on NCBI or wherever, and it could even be that it's the content of this paper is only accessible for people who subscribe something. Okay.
So. Are you interested or are you pushing for this BIP format being used outside of the Debian Science project? In some context, it would probably make sense to cite things in other packages which are not part of the Debian Science project because they use an interesting algorithm or something. And I think nobody else is aware of this. At least I didn't hear of it any time.
Well, nobody is forbidden to use this format in its packaging. You don't have to be a member of Debian Science or you need to know this Debian Science project. It's just an effort. If there are any references which are relevant, then it makes sense to have a common format and anybody can use it.
Instead of using just another metadata format, why not we use something like RDF to describe the different kind of packages? RDF. I was mentioning why we don't want to use a metadata format that it's already known and specified out there, like RDF, to collect information about different resources that we use in.
Actually, I know the
Who knows RDF? Please raise your hand.
Who is what?
Who knows RDF format? So, okay. Yeah, okay. We just could add this. Well, okay. Then in this case, I would really really vote to use upstream metadata YAML and use a converter to either BibTeX or RDF. Yeah, this format is generic for any metadata of a package, not only for references. And I will hand over. And I think if we have a generic format which works also for references, and then we convert it, it might be more flexible.
Sounds lovely. How is the upstream metadata format governed, or who is designing the structures for so that it's reliable, that it's uniform how to convert from this format to the resource description framework, which is aiming at being a universal format, so it's describing the whole world?
Well, there is, I'm not really sure if there is a DEP about this upstream metadata YAML, but at least there's a wiki page. We should check it. And we try, or Charles tries, and I think it's a good idea, to make use this Debian byte. So that you have, like you have a Debian rules file, you have a Debian copyright file, you have this Debian upstream metadata YAML file. This is the idea. To not overload, for instance, the control file.
Just to clarify, I'm not against. I'm questioning it because there has been a process for the copyright file. It has taken some years, and we have figured out what is sensible there, based on a lot of it was actually trying to seed out things that already was written in policy, but just trying to make it machine readable. That was not a process to what should be in there and how it was very tiny piece of it. This to me sounds like the Joker file of the Debian. So I'm curious about, is there already a process similar to the one for copyright files for Deb 5 to handle this, to me, Joker file?
And my answer is, I'm not really sure if there is a DEP process. I'm not sure. I know there's, yeah. But there's a wiki page. You can go to Debian, wiki.debian.org, upstream metadata YAML, and there is a description what should be in and what's the intention of it. So, and there are, in the Debian Mail team, we have 30 or 40 of them for those packages which have references. Which basically is the references, the homepage, the author's name is a little bit duplicated, but it's basically the content where I'm using it. There are other suggestions on the wiki page. I do not remember by heart. Okay. Anybody else? Did somebody notes on this copy? We don't. I will show the copy thing. So we have this on Debian copy.debian.net, this file where you can include and perhaps make some notes to make it easier afterwards to remember what we discussed. So. We have not really consensus, but do we want to? Oh, there's a content there. Yeah, we can agree that Debian / copyright is not the right place for references. I think this is sure. Everybody agrees.
We can also agree that there will be huge amounts of screaming if we try and add more fields to Debian / control. Yes. Even though in some sense it belongs, the references belong there as much as homepages do. In a sense, homepages are upstream metadata, right? Yeah. They should be, in some sense, in the same place as references. But okay, so there's two things we can agree. Yeah.
You get a lot of friends in the embedded devices corner which want to get rid of the home pages and overload of this information. But actually, we found reference information in the long descriptions of Debian control file, and we want to get rid of this because it's not formatted and you cannot get it, and it belongs also not there. So.
Frankly, I don't see any strong case for anything but BibTeX. If it's convertible to BibTeX, in theory it's the same, but in practice it's more difficult for users that I presume will overwhelmingly use LaTeX.
So my idea would be to have some time of PostScript file which could be used by DH. I just guessing DH Science installer, whatever. And if it finds upstream metadata YAML, it converts the reference context to user share science BibTeX, whatever we define. And then you get it and you have it. And RDF if it makes sense and it is used by any program. I think this might be sensible. Okay? So.
All I care about is that the user finds BibTeX.
That's really important. So we want to make the user find all references on a common place. This is, should be the goal. Okay. So the one is...
Consensus on that too.
What one? Ah, yeah. It's definitely my topic. I was always thinking about what we can we make Debian Science more visible, or even. I learned that we have a lot of physicists or a lot of mathematicians. Shouldn't they try to make their task a little bit more fine-grained? To make the initial idea of Debian Science was we have a large umbrella for all scientists because there is not enough manpower behind those specific topics. I would really like to see some kind of leaders of those sub-projects because I think Debichem is working quite good. They did not really adopt this blendish idea, and but they accepted that I did it for them. And we have Debian GIS, which does the geographical information systems. Debian Biology is more or less covered by Debian Med, and so I would love to see some people who care for other sciences in a more specific way. Even if I do not want to get rid of Debian Science, but I think it could grow some children now. What do you think about this? Is there anybody who likes to run a specific band?
I'm not so sure that the team is so big and active and that it makes sense to split. I mean, I don't know how that would work from a logistical point of view, but my feeling is that the Debian Science team maybe hasn't even reached critical mass in terms of... For example, it's a much different setting, but what I'm doing as I sit here and not take notes is working on some package Perl stuff. And if I compare the ability to bring new packagers in and mentor them and get them to become Debian developers, which I think is part of what we want to do, I think we're not there yet. So I mean... I'm not opposed to marketing ideas, but I think we should also think about keeping some unity and critical mass in the team.
Yeah, it's definitely a question of critical mass. But my experience was, I was starting Debian Med when I was quite alone, and it took about 3 years until I got two or three more. But now we have, I think because the Debian Med team existed, we had about 8 to 10 more developers than without this. So it is, yeah. I don't think it's dangerous. If there's somebody who would announce and it doesn't fly, we doesn't lose so much. So, but we can, in principle, we can only win if somebody spends a little bit of time. It's my opinion. I cannot force anybody. So, but if nobody else raises hands that well, I want to do it, then we could go to the next topic. Yeah, this is also it's probably the same like references. Yeah, and this is also one topic which was brought up in the biology world. We have three. Debian developers in a very large medical institute in Great Britain, and they don't use Debian Med, and I asked them why. And they answered, the problem is every single user wants to pin on a very specific version because he can only with this version reproduce his scientific results. I admit I don't really like this attempt because either the data are broken or the programs are broken if you can't reproduce it. But if the user wants the system as it is, What should we do? Do you have any idea?
Snapshots. So it says there. I mean, that's the only sensible thing I can see for people to use. Grab your packages from there. Not install everything from there, but grab those specific packages from there. We can help our odd users like that. But I don't see the sensibility of Debian serving the purpose of maintaining broken things or odd versions like that. It's not designed to be an historical archive of working with the past of the individual packages.
Okay, I wanted to say we have apt pinning if they want to keep to a specific version. So he was saying this needs it to be uploaded at least once to Debian. Well, if they use Debian Science, then they won't use a version that that we have skipped. So I don't see that as a big problem. But we can also try to upload every upstream version. It's not useful. Teach them apt pinning.
Yeah, no, what I meant is basically if a user wants a specific version which never been into the archive, he cannot switch to this one. And I do not agree all the time that it means the software is broken. For example, with Fortran compiler, if you switch from a version to another, you can get some different result because of the compiler. So it's not only a problem of the final software. No, it's a whole chain.
And on the other hand, I mean, for people packaging these things, if anyone is interested in experiences in maintaining multiple branches of things, but no, don't laugh. I mean, seriously, if anyone is interested in this, and I have a little bit of experience in doing it with the sugar packaging is maintained for too many versions at the moment. Yeah, it's not cleaned up, but I have done that for a couple of years. So it's not that hard if upstream is alive with maintaining these, is treating them as still alive branches. I was thinking that they were not. I was assuming it was upstream is moving on. Then it's another problem.
I was not laughing since this was a bad idea. It is just that it's a huge work when you are maintaining tons of packages, and if you have to maintain a few different versions, it is a lot of work. But I understand the point, and I already know some people who are doing that on the daily basis. But it's still a lot of work, and it's not rewarding as a packager to do that.
So, monopolizing the mic a bit, but so 2 points. One, just a kind of snarky remark, which is that expecting the same results from floating point computations is nonsense. But there's nothing we as Debian can do about that misconception. But the less snarky remark is, it sounds a bit okay. So versions that have never been in the archive are one thing, but in some sense, you need to think about forward ports of old versions to newer desktops. Of course, the same scientist who wants this exact version of the Fortran compiler wants to run IceWeasel 5.0 so he can use Google Plus. This is, I think, a new concept within Debian, and I'm not sure if it's worth supporting, but it would be a service to the community, I suppose, if the demand is there.
Well, there are also different kinds of different versions. There are small incremental bug fixes that probably we shouldn't bother about actively maintaining, and there are major releases. And in that, I think we should strive to make major releases co-installable, for example. I'm thinking of the way I packaged Isabel. I didn't upload it to Debian because Upstream didn't want me to, but that's not an issue. Everything was in directories with a major version name in it, so that different incompatible major versions would be co-installable. And then we don't even need snapshot, we don't even need really pinning, it's just the different packages in the archive, when it makes sense.
I think one solution to this would be producing static packages by some manner, or being able to do that without problems, because if you have an installation, use it and then upgrade, usually the old version works on. But the problem is, if you have a new install, want a specific version from like 2 years ago, you have a pain in the ass getting the actual libraries. So producing a stable, a static version of that version actually wanted would be a solution, I guess. But not a really nice one.
We are really opening a can of worms here. You do not want the static version if it's linked against libpng, which is later on have security fixes. On the other hand, when you're saying that you want something static, is it really at the application or is it the underlying libraries that you wanted to fixate? You didn't know, but you just realized that it worked with the old environment, okay? So saying that you want the old environment of this, but you want the new environment of another part of your system is just the can of worms. So there's several suggestions for this, and I'm pretty sure if we follow any of them, then we will learn both how few users are really using this, because they will not trust us, because there will be fewer eyeballs on these specialty things, and on the other hand, we will also learn if it was the library they really wanted, or it was the old version of the, if it was a forward port, or if it was there's many ways to go. And we're getting fewer and fewer users. So I think the maintainers of each specific package might learn or might know better, feel better if it's relevant. I tried out with Sugar, which is not a Debian science package, but I tried with Sugar because it seemed as if there was a large community from a version that was that Upstream was deriving from, but they still wanted to maintain. All of South America was still using the old branch, okay? And then later on I learned that the next branches was not really used. So it turns out that I may not need to shut them down and still maintain the old ones. That's specific to this one package. Making thinking in full infrastructures for Debian for this thing, I don't see that as sensible. It's becoming too narrow.
So finally, I think even if we would find a way to support this, but I'm not sure we find only very few users, and it's probably not worth the effort, all this stuff.
What about we teach people how to use virtual machines? With KVM, and I mean, so many machines are capable of running virtual machines really well now, and you should have a virtual machine that you run your experiments on and make a backup of that virtual machine, and when you want to run it again, pull it out of the cupboard and boot the virtual machine. I think that's...
Yeah, probably it's a good idea. Did somebody note this on the document? Please, anybody, put note on the Gobi... Thank you.
So the idea of last year, it was to add more tags to the package that we've got. So I'm not very familiar with this part into Debian, so I don't know if some people want to explain more how we could do that in the archive, the package we've got. and if people are interested or not. Okay, we can skip this one.
Well, maybe. Does everybody know DebTex? 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 Okay. So I should explain what DebTex are. So this is Enrico Zini will speak here. He's the inventor of DebTex to make some. Yeah, how to put it. 10 minutes left. To make it easy to find packages in Debian. For instance, you can ask DebTex, give me all packages which are have a graphical interface and doing image processing, for instance. A scope, yes, it's at the scope. And I would really love if everybody would go to debtex.debian.net and have a look, because it makes quite some sense to have all the scientific packages tagged in principle, it is quite a duplication of work what we have done in the tasks. It is a competing concept, but the concept is so less known because you have to trust the users to invert it. The tasks, we can do it manually ourselves, and that's why they are there. And the DebTex is much more flexible, but it depends a bit on the people to work together, which obviously not happens if not even 50% in the room know about this concept. I would really like that we discuss on the mailing list later what text makes sense for scientific software, and that we enforce people to go there and do the tagging.
Alternative approach, that those few that is interested in this and see this as being super cool, I'm one of them, maybe subvert this other approach and make it use the DebTex mechanism. Because no, it's not needed that you rely on the users. You can run your own repository of DebTex. So,
we could probably create our task files from the DebTex database. It would probably work, and then we could work on this approach. Because
what about making tags from the task files? Is that a sensible concept?
It might work if these the tags and the tasks match, and for Debian Science they don't match because we have not fine-grained tasks. In Debian Med we have fine-grained enough tasks.
I think the tags will always be more detailed than the tasks. So I would go the other way around, maybe. Because tags contain implementation language and whether it's a graphical UI or not, which I don't see as encoding in tasks.
No? You want? Do you want?
I see DebTex as more generic than more uses, multi-purpose than the other. So, but let's not get into details of that now, I think.
In principle, I agree with Jonas about this, but I think if we should proceed now, and we have only 5 minutes left, if there's any topic left. Yeah.
So we had a discussion on Debian Science a few weeks ago. So the idea was at first that we have two mailing lists. We have Debian Science and Debian Maintainer. And the first idea was to use Debian Science for users and Debian Science Maintainer for packagers. So about 20 people say, yeah, it should be a good idea. And at some point, Adam Powell came with the argument that people who are users usually go on the mailing list of the software they are using and not on Debian. So at some point, he said, okay, he's right, so maybe we should say, okay, the way we are using it now is fine, or maybe we should say, okay, Debian Science should be for users and not for packaging question. But I think because of the package in question, users are leaving the mailing list. So we have more geeks on the mailing list than users, and maybe we want to get more feedback from the real users of the software. So it's a tricky question for me. So user-oriented question, so it's not very interesting for us. I don't have any data, because you have to check on the mailing list who is subscribed, and you don't know exactly who it is, and you don't know if they are their level of or they are skilled in computer science. And no, it was just a test. So maybe at some point we can make user of Debian Science talk about software and using the software, and not about packaging them.
It's not that I don't care about the users, it's that it's so tricky to figure out what is the best way to serve the users by being at one point, so there's no ambiguity about where are the cool people, the people really knowing stuff, or is it better to split it up so you don't scare them off by being too cool and asking about way advanced stuff that you don't are not interested in. And the only real way to figure it out, as I see it, is to look into the future. What happened if we did this? What happened if we did that? I don't have the ability to jump between these multiple realities or something.
I finally think we cannot force user to discuss this topic there and this of topic course. There.
Mm-hmm. So. It was just to try to create a community into Debian and not outside. That's the idea.
I believe you.
You can keep it.
Okay. To make a concrete suggestion of mine, I believe in staying at the same place to keep a critical, because of the issue of critical mass again. But I don't know specifically for Debian Science, if you already have the too critical mass, if you're scaring people off, that if that's the issue here.
If I was not a packager, I think I would be scared of asking questions on the mailing list where I see very technical questions happening all the time. And it's why I think most of the normal users are not using the mailing list to ask some question like, I want to do this kind of computation, which library should I use? Because on the mailing list, most of the questions are very technical.
But I'm just thinking that wouldn't you still have the technical questions on the mailing list? Would you then tell people to not be too smart in their way of asking questions because you want to invite more simple users?
I'm afraid to mix the two things, the user question and the packaging question, and it was the idea why I wanted to split them.
For what it can worth, on IRC there has been quite some consensus on the fact that splitting mailing lists for users and for packagers is better than not. And they're suggesting that in package multimedia, they've done so, and apparently they had good results.
Okay.
Just to
thank you for the feedback.
Who was giving the feedback?
Who made the judgment? I don't know.
Oh, don't know.
And Stuart Prescott.
Stuart Prescott and somebody else. Okay.
Thanks, Stuart.
Okay. Greetings to the people outside.
Yeah. So here is some URL, so if you want to have a look into the policy and what we are trying to do to figure out and so on, so you will find everything.
Enrico, can you imagine half of the people don't know depth tax in this room? I think we are finished anyway. Also, we can give a 5-minute short introduction to depth tax now.
Yeah. Sure.
If you like.
Can.
Here's a mic.
Okay, I'll leave this here. So, hi. What were we talking about? Debian Science Roundtable. Oh, okay. Hi. DebTex is categories for packages, and because normally without DebTex you only have sections, which in your case you have one section, science, and that's not much. And tasks, but they're not quite, they're not package information as such. They're more like to install groups of packages. Whereas Debtek is allowed to have more than one name per package, and they are all, and we have like more than 600 different categories available, and they're grouped by what we call facets. A facet is a point of view from which you look at the archive. So we have one facet, which is what's the role of the software in the archive, and so it can be a program, a library, documentation, a plugin, and so on. And we have another one that's what's the interface of the package, and so X11, command line, and so on. And then it gets even more specific. So there's a package for the field of science or research or, well, field of knowledge. And so it could be medicine, physics, or literature, history, and so on. And then we even experimented making field-specific facets. Like we have an experimental facet called biology, which has tags that I do not remember because I'm not a biologist. So that specific groups of users can find words belonging to their field in the classification. I think that's about the yeah.
Is it, sorry, is it simple or can it be made simple? Okay, for user, for people who are working in certain areas, to add more specific classification faucet for that area. For example, for software in maths, okay, you say some were added, but maybe users can have the need to add some more specific. Could this made possible?
Yes, in order to add a new tag, you join the DebTags Devel mailing list, which is not much about development, it's about everything DebTags, but you can't change the name of a list after you made it, and propose a new tag. It's as simple as that. If it fits in a new facet, sorry, if it fits in an existing facet, the only requirement is that there are at least 7 packages in the archive that would have it. There's no point in having one tag for 2 packages. It's not representative of Debian, of anything in Debian. If you want a new facet, there may be a bit more discussion, like we'll see if it makes sense, if it overlaps with existing facets, but ideas are absolutely welcome. A facet should be sort of uniform. It is a point of view from which you look at the archive. It's something that should conceptually make sense as an idea. And it's not like you can't take the existing sections in Debian and make a facet section. It wouldn't have much sense. It would kind of overlap with other things. There's not much point in doing that. But if it's something uniform, we try to think in the field of research to have one about research work. So something for doing research, for publishing research, for bibliography. So kind of the work, to have a facet to represent the workflow of academic work. Yeah, we had ideas like that, and why not?
We need to stop because of your time.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.